Welcome to episode 370 with Darren Garlock, who says you must have patience and keep family first during a family succession plan. You'll also learn how he invests in his people and his customer retention strategy. Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, Carm Capriotto here, and in just a moment or two, you'll meet Darren Garlock, a second-generation co-owner, along with his brother Dan from Silver Lake Auto and Tire Centers. The episode is made possible through the sponsorship of Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Are you in touch with our remarkable community? Well, get inside our ecosystem at remarkableresults.biz/social. Here's a shout out to new Facebook friends, Glenn Feinsilver, Bob Cockerham, and Bart Lind, and new LinkedIn connections, Michael Pasman and Thomas Schmitzer. Glad you can join in and use the podcast to stay engaged with the talk that's on the street. Hey, now get ready to meet multi-shop owner and vice president of Silver Lake Auto and Tire Centers, Darren Garlock. He loves working on cars, and how many shop owners can relate to that? Darren and Dan grew up in the family business, and as the business grew and roles changed, he and his brother split up their duties. Darren now loves to do the hiring and retention. Learn about family, teamwork, culture, customers, and the bond that creates their team dynamics. In this episode, Darren exemplifies the spirit of the shop that resonates with a culture that both employees and customers can relate and be part of a family. One of their key marketing and sales tools is DVI, Digital Vehicle Inspections. Learn his perspective on the value of DVI to his company, and also learn how they help the community and give single and widowed women free maintenance. Find the show's talking points for Darren Garlock at remarkableresults.biz/E370. Hey, at the end of the episode, in the show close, I'll let you know of a shop tour that I'm doing during Industry Week 2018, and I'd love to meet you there. A warm welcome to Darren Garlock from Silver Lake Auto and Tire Centers in Oconomowoc, Heartland in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Did I say that right?
Yep, Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc. Okay, great. Wow, that's a great name. That's a great name. Hey, welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Here's what I love about your business. It's legacy. It's family. Dad, Wally, started in 1973, 45 years ago.
45 years this November.
And the beauty of it is, this is what's so great about our industry. You grew up in it.
I sure did, yeah. As a baby in diapers crawling around the Shell station.
Wow. You're part of the foundation of this business, and recently you had a chance to buy out Dad.
Yeah, we completely purchased them back in 2015, but my brother and I have always had shares in the business up in 10, 12 years ago.
For many family businesses, Darren, that have second gen, even third gen in the business, any advice on buying out Dad or the older generation?
Patience. Lots of patience. Yeah, work together. Family's the number one thing in the end. So work together and have patience.
Wow, that is just great, great advice. Was that advice, did that come from an advisor, an attorney, or an accountant, or did you guys just finally sit down and say, hey, listen, we've got to settle down here for a moment and go a little slower?
Yep, yeah, we just learning by mistake.
Great business, three locations, but it wasn't until you bought your dad out that you really did some expansion, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we opened up the second location in 2013. And that was just my brother and myself before we had completely purchased my father out.
Okay. So you and your brother went out and did another location. And then after the 2015 final, you opened up your third.
Yes. Yeah. Just last 2017, August of 2017, we opened up our third location in Brookfield.
So Darren, how is it to have that level of rapid expansion? Now you're a multi-shop owner. Look back and give yourself some advice from 4 or 5 years ago.
It's very exciting. We moved pretty fast on it, and I wouldn't with no regrets at all. Everything we did was well thought out, and it had to feel right and had to make sense. So we put a lot of numbers to paper and figured it out before we just jumped into it.
So it had to work on paper first.
Mm-hmm. Had to work in our hearts first. We had to believe it.
There's the best piece of advice. Had to work in your heart. You had to be ready for it. Then it had to work on paper. And then, of course, the challenges when you open your first place. What was the biggest hurdle?
You know, getting everything uniform, I would say, would be the biggest hurdle. We wanted to mirror each location. So anybody, if we're missing one person for that day, if we're missing a service advisor at one shop, anybody from the other shop could jump in and do that role. So getting everything in place, set up so each shop mirrors each other, was probably one of the biggest hurdles, along with staffing.
I'm hearing systems, processes.
Yeah, correct.
And is that part of your magic today?
It's a big part of it, definitely.
Did you read any books? Did you attend any seminars that pounded that into you?
Well, I mean, we've been members of ATI for 10 plus years, and we've gone to all the super conferences, gone through all the classes. My brother and I are both in 20 groups, so we've seen a lot of successful shops out there. And that and culture, you know, having the right staff that's going to back us and help us win was the main keys to it.
I'm glad to hear you're in ATI. I'm glad to hear you're in 20 groups. I'm glad you're networking. Go back to 73 when Dad started the business from, you know, again, his heart. And you just mentioned the word culture. When in that entire 45-year process were you guys working hard on it?
Throughout all 45 years, we've been working hard on it. And it's really gotten to be a big focus in the past 10, 15 years. But throughout, it's always been our employees are our family. So that was always been a big culture, big part of the culture.
Do you have a set of values?
One is trust. You know, our employees have to trust us along with our customers. It has to be a trusting relationship. You know, we like to say we've been earning our customers' trust since 1973, along with our employees. Trust.
And it doesn't happen overnight, does it?
It does not.
I saw a great video on your website. I encourage everybody to go look at it. Was that professionally done for you?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we had that professionally done. We had a customer who was in the industry, and he came in and spent a lot of weeks with us just going through and taking different videos.
First of all, I think it's a great piece. It's emotional. Customers are on it. You and your brother are on it. Your dad's on it. It really does epitomize the family, the high culture of your business. I love the piece. Would you be willing to share a ballpark what something like that would cost other shop owners?
Boy, I don't have any idea, to be honest with you. It was a bit of a bartering system and a bit of a pay. So, and it was many years over time that we put that together. So.
Okay, got it. Okay, fair enough. Your website says we have the best warranty in town.
I believe we do, yes. We're better than we're surrounded by new car dealers, and our warranty blows them out of the water every day. Everything we do is either at least three or 36, if not lifetime warranty. Our brake jobs are lifetime warranty. Any repair that we do is covered for a minimum of 3 years, 36,000 miles.
Tell the audience what you mean by lifetime on brakes.
When you have three shops, you have a little bit of a buying power, and you can set up buying with certain companies. We're a Napa Auto Care Center, so we buy exclusively through them. And our pads and rotors are lifetime warranty. Whether you leave here and you have to slam on the brakes before you hit a deer and you pulsate your rotors, we're going to replace them free of charge. The labor on that is obviously 3 years, 36, but parts are lifetime warranty on there.
Got it. Does that sell more jobs?
It helps us overcome a lot of objections, sales objections.
Got it. Who's your competition?
Well, there's some big players around us, a lot of big dealers around us. Costco, they're the big box stores. We've been selling tires, and we've been paired up with Michelin for 10 plus years. And we compete with the Walmarts, we compete with the Costcos when it comes to tires.
Are you installing tires for any companies out there?
We are a preferred installer for Tire Rack.
Okay, for Tire Rack. And what do you do per week? 10 or 20 pairs?
Through Tire Rack, it's not that many. It's maybe three.
Okay, three. Can you find new clients out of that, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously given us the first shot to pull the wheels on it, so why wouldn't we do it?
You told me when we spoke that DVI is the centerpiece of your marketing. It's the first time I've heard that from any guest.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a centerpiece, but it's a key piece. We started that years ago. We were one of one of the beginning companies that teamed up with AutoVitals and did those. And then I actually saw them through and started off with the digital as paperless back shop and took it from there on. Our customers are loving it.
Tell me what they say.
They love it. They see what's good on their car. They see their actual car. It helps them. It helps somebody that's not in our industry understand and put value in maintaining and repairing their car by actually seeing what is wrong or what needs maintenance.
So you've had DVI, 3 years or more now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We started DVI when we opened up our Heartland location just slightly before that, I want to say 2012.
So you were an early adopter.
Yeah. Yep.
And if a customer came in who, you know, when you were implementing it as an early adopter, and now, say, 3 or 4 years later, they have a chance to see in their phone some of this history?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
And so what do they say when they come out? I guess I'm really trying to help the rest of the industry who's not – everybody's slowly moving to DVI. We get paperless. We get that, and that's important. And when I get a chance to talk to a grassroots kind of guy who's adopted DVI a long time ago, you see tons of value. Talk to me from the customer's perspective. I'm so happy we started. You started to take pictures and show me all of this. Is that glue?
Yeah, I mean, they're blown away. They see it and it makes sense for them. Like I said, it makes sense for people that aren't in our industry to understand our industry and understand what they're investing in with their vehicle. And they can see what's broken or what's good and go from there.
Sells more product, more services.
Yeah, naturally it's going to do it. People are going to want to invest in their car once they know what they're actually investing in and can understand it.
I always ask this word, what was the struggle getting it adopted inside the company? He's smiling, by the way, and laughing at me.
Yeah, everyone, we're all against adjusting or change. That's the biggest part. Some of our older techs, no one likes technology, and I'm not a big fan of technology. My brother loves technology. So it took a lot. It took a lot to get their buy-in. But after a while, we got their buy-in, and now when the system goes down, our techs are scared to use paper inspections now. They have no clue. They're angry that the digital inspections are down.
Oh, my. That tells you that it's ingrained and embedded in the culture.
Yeah. I mean, we told them it's good for our customers. We have to move forward on this.
I'm talking with Jonathan Cicchelli, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Now, you're visiting shops every day. So when you put product in the hands of the technicians and service advisors, what are they saying?
Going back to Federal Mogul's long-term presence in the industry, they already know the product. And some of them we don't have to say much about. It's the newer product, the latest innovations that we come out with that just blow people away.
So, Jonathan, you take that brand new OEX pad and you put it into the hands of a technician. What happens?
They look at it and are kind of speechless for a couple seconds, and they just can't deny that it's an awesome-looking product, and they can't deny that it's going to work fantastic on their vehicles.
Now, another phenomenal product line that is just one of the most iconic brands in the entire industry is Moog. Now, there's a lot going on with Moog.
The newest thing with Moog is going to be, I think, the most important thing to the shops is the newer design ball joint that we created. And that was off of technicians' responses to a boot design.
That's that compression-loaded ball joint with the pre-installed integral dust boot.
Absolutely. And as soon as I pull that out of a box and show a technician or a shop owner, they just were like, this is amazing.
So, Jonathan, would you say that you're a champion for Federal Mogul Motor Parts and all the premium products?
Absolutely.
And a champion for all the training?
I'm very big on training. I've always been in training since I've been in the professional field. So just to come back and support on the other end has just been an awesome experience.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. You're a tech because you love working on cars.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I like dabbing my finger on everything here. So,
do you ever find yourself in the shop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last week I was working in the shop because we had one of our senior techs at our Brookfield location on a cruise in Alaska. So I had to jump in there and help out.
But you and your brother run the company, and he does the, if I just heard you say he does the technology. Who does the marketing?
My brother's a big market guy. He works with Auto Shop Solutions, and they put a lot of time in marketing.
Got it. Good. Like your website. And your role in the company?
My role's a little bit of everywhere. You know, a lot of retention, customer retention, employee retention, acquisition, customer, not so much customer acquisition, but employee acquisition, hiring, a little bit of everything. I pretty much jump back and forth between the Heartland and Brookfield stores. I'm kind of the guy that when we decide to open up a new location, I'm the guy in there getting it up and going.
You're the ops guy.
Pretty much.
Before I turned on the record button, you said it's interview day.
Yeah, I got two more interviews lined up with two technicians after this.
One of the hardest things that goes on in the company?
Yeah, it's not. I'm going to say it's the hardest. I mean, it's got its struggles. It's different. It's not as easy as it once was.
For example, you're anticipating doing some interviews today. Are these working techs right now?
Yes. Yes, both of them are working techs right now. Both of them are about C-techs, tire techs, so right. Oil techs, oil change techs right now. So,
and you're looking to hire for a what? A B or an A?
I'm looking to hire for a tire / lube tech, so a C tech.
Is part of your strategy to grow that person, to grow your own into a much higher level technician?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'd rather grow from within. I'd rather start with a C tech and grow them to where you can be a B tech and A tech down the road than have to go out and hire an A tech.
Did you lose somebody or are you expanding?
Unfortunately, we lost somebody.
Okay. And that happens, right?
Yep, correct.
How often, I mean, or more often than not, basically, what's your churn?
I think that was the first, between the three locations, that was the first tech that we lost this year. So I'm saying that's pretty good for 9 months in here. Three locations, 40 employees.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Cool. Tell me a story. I mean, do you have a story to tell about grooming a B to an A?
Not much of a story. I mean, just work with them. We put a lot of emphasis on training with them, and we invest in our employees. We pay them to go out to training. We pay them, you know, to get on webinars and be wherever and get their nose in the books. I'd rather hire somebody that has a good culture feel and knows nothing about the industry and get them to where they need to be than hire somebody that's going to be a bad apple.
Yeah, hire for attitude and teach the aptitude, right?
Correct, yep.
Minimum hours that your techs would go through a year of training?
Oh, minimum 40, but they're through that in half a year.
Is there an incentive at all for reaching those goals?
The better tech you are, the better you're going to earn. So,
we recently did a show on soft skills. Do you do any kind of training for your people?
A little bit, not a ton. I mean, we do in-house training quite a bit, a lot of online training.
Service writer training, service advisor training.
Well, all of our service advisors have gone through the ATI training. We send them out to Baltimore or do it online. So all of them gone through that. Above and beyond that, we sit down weekly with each service advisor and work hand in hand with them. My brother works with the four in Northlake, Heartland, and Brookfield.
So you split that responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, are they a big distance apart, your stores?
30 minutes from one end to another with one in the middle.
Well, that's really a tight market share. Tell me about leveraging social media, leveraging marketing. Where are you spending your money?
All over. We spend a lot on social media. Auto Shop Solutions runs our three Facebook pages for each locations. So we're spending a lot there.
Are you taking any social posts from the real world? I mean, stuff that happens inside the shop, or are you just posting generic stuff?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'd say it's 50-50. Auto Shops obviously puts a lot of stuff in there that you're going to see on other repair shops' Facebook pages. But between Dan and myself, we're also posting on our pages. Actually, each shop manager is also allowed to post on each shop's page.
Okay, so when they see an opportunity to take a picture of something that's going on in the shop that's really critical to getting your name out, your word out, your integrity out, your trust out. You let them take a picture and do it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Now, that's a great story and a great message. We've talked about that on the show before, get away from the generic and go to the real world type posts.
Yeah, exactly.
Good advice. Thank you. Google AdWords. You spending a lot of money there?
Yes, Sam. My brother does a lot of that.
Got it. Does it work?
Yeah, I believe so.
We've had shows on customer service, all kinds of discussions on it. We've done even a show on concierge service. What does that mean to you?
That's a big part of our business. All three shops have their own concierge service. Between the three locations, we have 20-plus free loaner cars at pickup and delivery. Customers are busy. We're not open on Saturdays and Sundays. So a lot of people like to, for some reason why, I don't understand, like to get their cars worked on or their oil change done on Saturdays when that's one of their two only days off. So we're trying to ingrain that into their head. Let's not waste your Saturday sitting in the waiting room getting your oil changed. Let us pick up your car while it's sitting in the parking lot of your business, and you'll never miss it. And then you have your Saturday back to yourself and your family.
I'm walking up to the counter and I'm getting some work done. I said, "Oh God, by the way, I've got to have an oil change. Give me an appointment Saturday." What happens next?
Yeah, we'll go through and explain to them, and we even have it on our page on our website why we're closed on Saturdays and Sunday. Silver Lake Auto is a family business, so we explain it to them and we explain it to them how they want to see it. You don't want to be carting your car around on Saturdays and Sundays. Let us do that while your car is sitting in the parking lot at your place of employment. Go through that, and it takes a little bit to get the buy-in from them, but eventually they do, and they see it.
Does concierge service, in your definition, include a really strong quality control process?
Yeah, of course.
Can you describe that for? I mean, do you have a checklist? Does someone other than the tech who worked on the car inspect the car? Give me an idea how it works.
Yeah, at each location, even our concierge and our service advisors have techs, and we have a quality inspection on our tablets that someone can hop in a car, take it out for a drive, and check off things, make sure it's quality tested.
Do your customers know that that has happened?
Yeah. Usually they're notified through procedures on Auto Vitals. It notifies them when their car's in inspection.
Got it. How cool is that? Retention. What are you doing to retain customers, and what are you doing to grow customers?
That's one we're struggling with. Obviously, you know, it feels like we're buying more customers than when our focus should be on retention. Recently, I just started doing the mystery envelope program in order to get my service advisors buy-in and on exit scheduling our customers. That has its struggles, but I have to figure out a way to get my service advisors to get their buy-in on doing an exit schedule when customers leave here.
Why is that so hard? I mean, and here's why. If I was your service advisor and you came to me and says, "Carmen, have you ever gone to the doctor?" Yeah. Did they ever schedule your next appointment? Yeah. Did you ever go get your teeth cleaned? Did they ever schedule your next appointment? Yeah. So why wouldn't we be if scheduling that maintenance? What's the block?
Yeah. I tell you what, Carmen, I was just at the dentist this morning. And I walked out of there. Nobody asked me if I'd like to reschedule. They just said, here's a date to pick.
There it is. Pick a date.
Okay. All right. I'll take that day. And I don't know why it's so hard. And I mean, we're humans. We don't like change. So
don't you think this is a game changer for our industry?
Big time. It's pretty neat. We've been doing it for about six, 8 months now. It's kind of cool to look at the schedule and see 6 months in advance and see that we got cars in the schedule 6 months in advance.
And that's falling into the no Saturday, no Sunday rule, because that customer that could have weaned off to a, you know, pull them into a big box store that's open 7 days a week, they've got a home and a commitment.
Exactly. We're scheduling them out based on whatever their service is. If it's an oil change, even if they come in for a tire rotation, you know, we're going to schedule them out 6,000 miles for their next tire rotation. And our concierges are actually doing double time. They're the ones calling the week in advance of their appointment, just giving them a reminder, hey, we're still on the books for next week. everything look on track, and everything usually lines up. And
you just said something. Our concierge call ahead. Do you mean you have a special team that does that?
Yeah, well, our concierge drivers, the guys that are chauffeuring customers and cars around, obviously, in their downtime, their most peak times are mornings and nights. Well, we got them there all day, so they do that during the day.
I love it. You just broke the code for me. You have people in the company that are, you classify as concierge people in their role, and they shuttle. I mean, you have loaner cars that you loan to customers, but you also have what you say is a concierge shuttle team?
Correct, yep, at each location.
How many do you have? One at each location?
One, yep, one concierge at each location, yeah.
Wow, and the business can afford it.
It has to. It has to if we want to be closed Saturdays and Sundays.
Got it. Was that the big difference maker for you, is to implement that when you went to 5 days?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah, that's a big one. And the loaner cars is another big one.
So. 20 loaner cars between three locations.
Yeah, we've had loaner cars way back since 1990. We've had loaner cars. My dad always had two loaner cars back when he was smaller, when he just moved out of the Shell station and into the where we're located now in Oconomowoc.
Good stuff. I love this. We're breaking through. We're really teaching the industry a few things, some very unique things about your business. Thank you for this, Darren. Tell me about Ruth and Naomi.
Ruth and Naomi. So Ruth and Naomi, we team up with a local church, a very large church in Oconomowoc, Cross Point Church. So every year they bring in and they team up with other churches and other local organizations and their men's club. And we usually do about 80 oil changes for widowed women, divorced women, women in need, or women whose husbands are overseas. We team up with NAPA and we team up with the U.S. Auto Force and help get their car back up to shape, do an oil change on it, do an oil change, tires, wipers, light bulbs, just to keep their car safe and going. We do that once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah, we used to do it twice a year, but unfortunately we had to scale it back to once a year now.
Okay. Was it because you just couldn't get the buy-in from the community, or was it just so huge to do?
Little, yeah, it was a little overwhelming and it was a little bit of everything. So,
where did the name come from?
Two women from the church.
Okay, Ruth and Naomi. Do you do a Ruth and Naomi at each store, or you do it only at one?
No, we just do it at the one store, at our one Oconomowoc store, and we bring in technicians from other stores and service advisors from other stores. So.
You are a Wisconsin inspection shop?
Correct, yep. Our two of our three locations do Wisconsin inspections.
And that is a state safety inspection?
Correct, yeah. That's a state, that's for the southeastern Wisconsin inspection, and it's pretty much just a plug-in to make sure that the car's going through its emission cycles and the emission system's running good.
Kind of reminds me of our New York State inspection here. About how many inspections a month do you do?
Man, Oconomowoc does about 800 cars a month through inspections. We have our own guy that sits up there and does inspections daily.
Brings in a lot of business?
Yeah, it gets people to our doors. I mean, like, we've been in Oconomowoc for 45 years. You still have people coming in saying, oh, I never knew you were here. And obviously, we're not getting paid a huge amount from the state to do this, but it's free advertisements. We're actually getting paid slightly to bring customers to our door and see our locations.
When you and your brother bought the business, did you guys rebrand it at all? Did you, you know, facelift the image?
Yeah, we changed it just a little bit. So we wanted to incorporate the name Tires into our business a little bit more so we can emphasize on the tire business. So we went from Silver Lake Auto Center to Silver Lake Auto and Tire Centers when we changed it.
Tire business tough?
Tire business is a struggle. It's a very competitive market.
Competitive. So the margins are low?
The margins are low, yeah.
But you want the customer to be a one-stop shop for you, really.
Yeah, correct. And the margins may be low, but in the end, it's the dollars and the opportunity. Put on a set of tires only takes less than an hour. And so the margins don't need to be high if you got your C-Tech doing that job.
And it's one more thing for the inspection as you're really inspecting the tires. No one has to
Correct.
You know, go somewhere else to find tires. They can do it at your place.
And in theory, they should be coming back to us every 6,000 miles.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, two schools of thought. Some guys say, I don't want to be in the tire business, but I hook up with the guys that sell tires and they send me their alignments. I guess it just depends on your flavor, your taste, what it is that you want to do. And were you always in the tire business?
No, we weren't always. We dabbled in and out of it quite a bit. And then we got set up with ACCC, which was an American Car Care Centers, which fizzled out years back. And we're a Michelin bib dealer. So we've been with them for 15 years now.
Wisconsin have any hybrids?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're actually, our Conemaugh location is a part of the hybrid shop.
Do you have one technician doing just hybrids?
We got about three technicians that are hybrid certified that have gone through the hybrid training through the hybrid franchise.
And so if you look at hybrids as a part and parcel to your, you know, your customer base, 10%?
Yeah, I'd say roughly right around there.
Are you the only one in town?
Yeah. Yeah, that's strictly can handle hybrid refurbishing.
So what's next for Silver Lake?
Who knows? Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, come on. Give me the long-term strategy here.
Dan and I are kind of in fine-tuning mode. We just want to make sure every shop is running at its peak performance, and that's our main focus right now.
Share the P&Ls with your team, leadership team?
Yes.
Any incentives for them? I mean, you have to tell me what they are, but do the managers of the stores get paid on performance?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. Each shop manager, that's a big part of their pay.
And was that something that you had to, you know, implement in the last 5 years as an example? Or because when you grew, did you realize you had to do something different?
No, I think that's always kind of been part of our structure. My father did it with me and my brother, so it's kind of just been passed forward.
Tell me about the influence of your dad on the business, even today. I mean, is there a what would Wally do moment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He still shows up every day. He's got a storage unit next to one of our shops, and he's there every day. He's in there shaking hands every day.
That's great. I mean, I'm happy to hear that. Yet, he's there every day. He's part of the business. He's the legacy guy. Many of your probably older customers, you know, love to see Wally, but he lets you guys alone.
Yeah, he lets us alone, but he still plays a big part in consulting us. When we're looking at additions or new locations, we always bring him into it and take his advice.
The best advice your dad gave you?
Work hard. Work hard. Suck it up and work hard.
Any wise words to live by that you'd love to share?
Look towards the future. Stop thinking about the past. Let's move on.
Darren Garlock, Silver Lake's Auto and Tire Centers. Hey, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. And by the way, you're friends with one of my friends, Clint Dudley.
Clint Dudley, Leon.
Yeah.
Bill Naylor. We got a few friends in common.
Soon you'll become, when we release this, a podcast alumni and in that cool little club that we have.
Yeah, great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Darren Garlock, for teaching us how core values of family transcend to the culture of your shop. A great example for all aftermarket professionals. And thanks for sharing so that all ships rise. This episode's key talking points can be found at remarkableresults.biz/E370. For your information, I'll be doing a live Town Hall Academy on November 2nd, 2018 from Las Vegas, Nevada at Frank's European. The Academy show is about the value of shop tours, and Frank and I are inviting all who will be in the area to stop by at 9 a.m. on November 2nd to get a tour and spend some time looking at Frank's business. And that's right at the end of Industry Week Apex SEMA. Hey, I hope to see you there. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.